Wrapping up the Garden Hour here at Rosie on the House with John J. Harper. We've got Greg and Jim trying to get in the last two questions of the hour. 9 o'clock, we go open line. Any project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you make sure and give us a ring. Let us put our 40 years of Arizona building and remodeling experience to work for you. Let us help you with the tricks of the trade and the tips. Make your project go that much simpler. Let's welcome the next caller into the conversation.
Greg in Scottsdale. Go ahead, sir.
Morning, guys. Hey, Jay. I'm out here in the backyard converting a patch about 10 foot 10 into a strawberry patch. And so I have two questions. I guess one is around varieties. Is there a preferred? And then in terms of prep of the soil. Varieties, I understand there's kind of two camps. There's ones that tend to bear all at one time, and then there's ones that sort of give fruit over time. And I guess I'd prefer the latter. Can we get away with that with our heat here? And then in terms of soil prep, I'm digging out the top 6 inches of soil so far, and I'm going to put in there some leftover compost that I have from another project and some sand to improve the drainage. But I also understand that they prefer an acidic soil. So tips on that direction.
Well, you know, this isn't the world's best strawberry country, okay?
Yep. So. And 10 by 10, that's a lot of strawberries. What are you looking to do with all those?
Yeah, just really fill up dirt, basically. Oh. I've got a tree planted on the west side, a peach tree, actually.
So this gets some afternoon shade.
It will.
Okay.
If the peach tree survives.
That's almost a must if you're going to try and have strawberries grow year, you know, make it a year-round strawberry bed. It's going to have some shade, you may have to put up some shade.
Oh, okay.
I have a friend who's got, and she's got a little raised, she's got it built up with a couple of cinder blocks. You could do it, you know, with Belgard, pavers, and, you know, that type of thing, and make it a little bit of a raised bed and haul in some good soil. And then they put those shade sails up in the summertime, so it gets shade in the hot part of the day from that or from a tree. Need really good soil, really rich soil. It got to stay moist. So lots and lots of organic material, lots of gypsum and or soil sulfur, which will help a little bit on the acidic front. You're never going to make things very acidic here, at least permanently. You got to continue to use gypsum or sulfurs to help buffer the alkalinity, and continue to use lots of organic material, but you know, good, well-drained, mulchy soil to try and grow those strawberries, and good moisture and lots of shade.
And Phoenix Tent and Awning sells what they call agricultural cloth. It lets through over 80% of the light, but cuts down on the intense rays, and it's different than shade screen. I've actually ordered some for ours. We've got where our garden is no shade, and I've built this tent canopy over it. Right now it's just got bird netting on it to keep the birds out, but just for whatever reference, and any gardeners out there that don't have shade, they do make agricultural cloth, and you take your dimensions down to Phoenix Tent and Awning, cut it for you, come pick it up a few days later.
There you go. He'll have to if you want to have strawberries here and make them go, you're going to have to do it. You know, that's just kind of the way it is.
Let's bring Jim into the conversation and see what he's trying to kill this morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem with my agaves and a small saguaro. I had this problem a number of years back, and one of the harpers had told me to buy a poison solution, add to water, and then dump it in. What happens to these plants is a worm or something of that nature gets down into the roots, gets up into the agave, or like as I say, a small saguaro, and it literally, they suck the life out of it. It turns the inside of the plant slowly but surely into like a jello.
Yeah.
And then the plant, of course, dies off.
I almost needed an interpreter for that call.
Agave is what he's talking about. What we normally, how we pronounce them out here is agave. And it is the larva of the agave snout weevil that is a real problem on agaves, and you don't know you have them till it's generally too late, till that plant has collapsed into what he said, described, into kind of a putrid, gunky, decomposed, stinky mess down under the ground. What we have found works the best as a preventative treatment over the spring and early summer is to use something with imidacloprid, which is a systemic insecticide. Sprinkle that around the base of all of your agaves and yuccas. I've never seen it attack a saguaro. So if he's got problems with his saguaros, that very well might be something different. But they sure are a problem with any of the agave or yuccas that we have here.
I'm going to have to dig into the archives this week. Back to, I think it's 05, 06, your brother Jerry was on with us. I think he called with Jerry and he was asking about, do any of the pesticides affect the water tables? That sounded just like,
well, could be.
Just like that caller
there's
from 10
always
years
a chance. Yeah.
That's a very distinct accent.
You got a good memory. You got a really good memory.